faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you're with us. We have a full schedule today. We have got with us this hour Mike Hammond of Gun Owners of America to respond to the Kyle Rittenhouse case of not guilty on all counts. I say praise the Lord. I say this sends a strong message to the Marxist communist thugs that spill into our streets and try to burn and loot our cities. If the cops are too cowardice to do their job, the American people will do the job, because we are a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And the purpose of the law is, again, individuals coming together collectively to defend individual rights, which includes private property. The police are employed by us. They answer to us. We pay their salary. We are their boss. They serve us, and they serve us at our pleasure. If they want to walk off the job because they don't have the courage to go out there and do their job, even defy the orders of their communist masters and tell them to go pound sand and still take to the street and to do their job, if they cannot do that, which even means disobeying their communist-controlled, politically correct, cultural Marxist leaders, which they should do, they should tell them to go pound sand, we are going to maintain the rule of law even if you're lawless. And you can fire us if you want, but we're still putting on the uniform and going out because we are serving the people. Because the law is individuals coming together collectively to defend individual rights. The police walked off. So a 17-year-old picked up the job of defending a friend's private property, and they targeted him, I believe, for assassination. They lost. He won. Let the message go forth. We are not a violent people. We desire no insurrection. We only desire the rule of law. You are the ones involved in insurrection and revolution. You point guns at us as free, loving Americans. We will exercise our Second Amendment rights. And a jury has just decided the Second Amendment is alive and well, at least in Wisconsin, Kenosha. Pray for the people of Kenosha, because I can only imagine what we're all about to watch unfold on our television screens tonight. And my wife reminded me before I went on the air, she said, you know, as my wife is in charge of customer support, customer relations, donor relations, she said, I'll just remind you, you have a sizable audience in Kenosha, because I handle those phone calls. I deal with those sweet people. I know that because I see the addresses coming out of Kenosha. So she said, just remind you, I'm sure VCY has a station in Kenosha, or at least reaches into Kenosha, which is, explains why we have all of these contacts from people in Kenosha. So she wanted me to be reminded to pray for the people of Kenosha and invite our audience to do the same. And we pray that there is no violence tonight. We pray that that doesn't happen. But I'm already hearing word of what the opposition, the Marxists, have in store. I will reiterate, we are not a lawless people. We are a lawful people who love the rule of law, support lawful police authority. But we do not support unlawful people that wear uniforms or badges, people that use the uniform or the badge as a cover for their Marxist revolution and think that they are going to somehow be complied with. They will not be complied with when their laws are illegal, unconstitutional, and in fact, they become the useful idiots of Marxists. We will not comply. We have an obligation not to, both from our organic documents and for those of us that are Christians. As Christians, we have the right biblically to not comply with tyranny, with Marxism, with murder. So, maybe this verdict sends a message to many groups, but most of all to the communist revolutionaries. We do not have to become your slaves, and we will not become your slaves. And you cannot run into our towns and think you're going to destroy private property, businesses, and homes that people have toiled for years to build at great personal sacrifice, in some cases are just barely hanging on. because of the government oppression, taxation, and ridiculous rules under the COVID that destroy many of these businesses. And you cannot come out to the streets of our towns and terrorize the free-loving citizens, freedom-loving citizens, and think you're not going to find resistance. And the videos of Kyle running away, trying to get out of harm's way, trying to de-escalate the situation, proves, I believe, what his intent was. And I believe the jury saw the same thing. Joining me now to discuss this will be Mike Hammond of Gun Owners of America. Then we're going to go to Trevor Loudon with some stunning video and audio by Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana in the testimony of the self-admitted communist member who wants to be comptroller of the U.S. currency. And then Dr. Andy Woods, full hour. Joining me now is Mike Hammond. Mike, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Brandon. Although you took all my headlines.
I was about to say, do you want to respond to my monologue?
I'm completely redundant now. All I can say, what he said. But today, basically, freedom held out against a Stalin-era show trial. Freedom won and fascism lost, and that's something we should all cheer. Kyle was held not guilty on all counts. He cannot be tried again at this point unless the prosecutor comes up with another sleazy trick, and this notwithstanding the fact the prosecution had done every slimy, illegal trick in the book in order to try to send this kid away for the rest of his life.
I don't know who's the bigger criminal is, the prosecutor or the communist thugs in the street.
I think the prosecutor, because
I agree.
The communist thugs in the street didn't succeed in killing Kyle Rittenhouse, but the prosecutor almost succeeded in effectively ending his life.
And
take into consideration what we're talking about here. Rittenhouse, you know, was defending an auto dealership from a guy whose other auto dealership had been burned to the ground the previous night. Mm-hmm. So it was a genuine fear that they were going to be victimized. But aside from that, Kyle Rittenhouse was defending his own life. First against Joseph Rosenbaum, who started running at him, screaming, "I'm going to kill you and cut your heart out." Ultimately, he fell to the ground. At that point, Rosenbaum tried to seize his gun, Rittenhouse's gun, so he could shoot him with it. The second guy, Huber, was hitting Rittenhouse over and over again with his skateboard. And the third guy, Grosskrantz, was pointing a Glock pistol directly at Rittenhouse. And so you have three people who have done everything possible to take this kid's life. The kid defends his life with a AR-15, and lo and behold, the political liberal establishment's response to this is to blame the kid, not the criminals, and to try to send the kid away to prison for the rest of his life.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, the reason I think the prosecutor is a bigger criminal than the street communist thugs is the street communist thugs tell you who they are and what they are. They don't hide behind so-called the rule of law in an office. I think the prosecutor is absolute debased human trash. And I've warned this audience again and again that I don't know if I should use the word most, but people be shocked at the number of prosecutors across America that do not care about the rule of law. They do not care about the sanctity of life. They only care about winning cases by hook or by crook, cheating and lying and withholding evidence, because all they care about at the end of the day is their career and getting to the next level.
Winning cases against conservatives, I might add.
Yes.
They're perfectly willing to let rioters and looters and arsonists off the hook in order to do this. And let's look at what the scumbag Binger, the prosecutor, did. First of all, he tried to get the jury to convict Rittenhouse because he had not supposedly forfeited his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination earlier. Then the guy tried to introduce illegal evidence. And then the guy who had a obligation to provide the defense all of the material he was going to use for trial, he sent a corrupted version of his all-important video to the defense so that they were unprepared to mount a defense against him. And then, incidentally, he narrowed the charges so as to try to corral the jury into sending the guy away for life imprisonment. And when he found out they probably weren't going to bite on that, he demanded that all of these additional charges be thrown in so he could convict Rittenhouse of something. The guy is a, as we say in the law, we have a term, scumbag.
Yep.
And the guy was a scumbag, and not only did his sleazy efforts not work, but hopefully he will be held up for future Americas as an example of the way that you don't want the law to be perverted.
Absolutely. I also would like to know, why is it that someone can take a skateboard and try to beat your brains in and you cannot use lethal force, but if someone was beating on a police officer with a skateboard and the guy was shot dead, no one would question it, and rightfully so. Let me tell you what I'm sick of. I'm sick of the double standard. I'm sick of the fact that you can't point a gun at a cop and they not have the right to shoot you. But the criminals can point a gun at you, and they're going to question you five ways from Sunday whether you should have shot the person, point a gun at you.
And this guy was, Kyle Rittenhouse, was running away, trying to get away as fast as he could, both the night of the incident, but also during the trial. He was just shaking like a leaf. He was terrified, and I am told that at the end he virtually collapsed.
I'll tell you what I'm also tired of. Not only this double standard that somehow the police have a higher standard of their value of life than the average citizen. So when the average citizen does exactly what the police would do and have done, somehow, again, this private citizen is put on trial. I'll tell you what else I'm tired of. I'm tired of crooked police pointing their guns at citizens, breaking down people's doors, and thinking that they don't have the exact same the citizens don't have the exact same legal response as do the police. If someone points a gun at the police, they get shot. If the police and federal officers point guns at nonviolent, innocent Americans, you know what? You better knock that off, because I'm tired of the double standard. You can't go around pointing guns at police officers and federal agents, but they can turn around and start pointing guns at you nonstop for things that are not justifiable. I'm sick of the double standard.
We're agreed on that. I absolutely agree with you, Brandon. And let me also say that this is a real victory for people in places like Philadelphia who are told the police can't defend you when the rioters come up your streets. Your family, your kid, your wife, your home are all forfeit because the police can't defend you. Then when they ran out to get guns in order to defend themselves, occasionally, as a matter of fact, frequently, the people who were buying guns were people who had favored gun control in the past. And all of a sudden, they were outraged. The gun control they had favored was delaying their purchase of their right to defend themselves and their families. But now the Kenosha jury has said to these people, yeah, no, you can defend yourself and your families. The Constitution gives you that right.
Hold right there. Hold right there. Mike Hammon, Gun Owners of America, will be right back. Still got Trevor Loudon and Andy Woods.
Be sober. Be vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Hi, this is Jim Schneider. Are you aware of what's happening today? Families are being torn apart. Children are being targeted with the world's philosophies. Anger and resistance to truth is building. Churches which once stood firm are abandoning sound biblical doctrine. Biblical values are under attack, where right is wrong and wrong is right. Yes, there is much devouring going on today. Addressing these critical issues is Crosstalk, a live interactive talk program designed to inform and motivate listeners to action. Crosstalk airs daily, live at 2 p.m., repeated at 8 p.m. Central Time. You're invited to listen, gain information, and live your life as salt and light to the world around us. Listen live or sign up for the podcast at crosstalkamerica.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Trevor Lauden will join us just in just a minute with some shocking video coming out of a congressional hearing. Senator John Kennedy questioning the former communist member, I say current communist member, I believe, wanting to be comptroller of the U.S. currency, who, by the way, wants to get rid of all personal bank accounts and make everything be at the Federal Reserve, which is a private group of bankers, by the way, given a federal charter, 1913. Joining me, and then Andy Woods joins me. Joining me now is Mike Hammond of Gun Owners of America. We're rejoicing in the decision by the jury. God bless the jury. God bless their courage in Kenosha. Pray for the citizens of Kenosha. Pray for the grand for that jury. Pray for that jury for their safety, because you know what's about to hit the fan with them, right? Pray for the safety of the jurors. Pray for the safety of the judge. Pray for the safety of the defense attorneys. Pray for the whole city and town of Kenosha tonight and going forward. And pray for Kyle. In one regard, his life is kind of already over now, isn't it? I mean, he's going to have almost go into witness protection, change his name, move somewhere else, or certainly be very careful going forward.
His life is certainly going to be very interesting. Incidentally, the jurors supposedly were anonymous, although a MSNBC stringer was arrested, apparently, for attempting to photograph them as they were on a bus going away. Imagine what their life would have been if they were on Rachel Maddow night.
Yeah. These people, do a duty. They're called upon to serve their community, their county, their state, and their country by doing these things. It's not something most people would want to do or enjoy doing. And then to do it and then fear that somehow you're now going to become a target of the revolutionaries and can't even go out in your yard or the grocery store for fear that somehow there'd be retribution on you. And that kind of thing is real. And it shouldn't happen. And so we should be praying for all those people who I think have given a wonderful constitutional, God-honoring decision today. Let me come back real quick and reiterate. I'm getting tired of the double standard of what you cannot do to a cop, but they can do to you. You want to comment?
I don't disagree with that. I was saying in this very room maybe 30 years ago when a rogue Dunbarton policeman, the guy was certifiably crazy, broke into this room, dragged my mother out screaming, took her to a hospital where she was injected with Haldol, an animal tranquilizer, until she became a vegetable and ultimately died.
What was the cause? What was the reason?
I believe in the law, and I believe the law applies to everyone, both the criminal element, the police, and the Good Samaritans. I don't want to get too far afield, but it is important that we're a country of laws, not a country of men.
Yeah, and just because you wear a uniform or carry a badge doesn't mean you can step all over everybody's civil liberties or expect that they're not going to have the same fear that rightfully a police officer or a federal agent has when someone points a gun in their face.
Yeah, this policeman, I mean, he was crazy. He was ultimately fired from the Dunbarton Police Force after he wrote articles to the local newspapers threatening the selectmen.
And why did they come after your mother?
Crazy people in all walks of life, and they need to be brought to account.
Well, I've done some research, and I'll talk about it maybe in the future. But let me tell you, the mental instability is rising in our police departments, sheriff departments, and federal agents. One reason the mental instability is rising is because we're hiring mentally unstable people. And the reason we're hiring mentally unstable people is because the Marxists and the communists at the local, state, and federal level want there to be conflict. They want there to be problems. They want to mess up these local, state, and federal offices so they can justify bigger government. They can agitate conflict,
yeah.
And they want to federalize the police.
Crazy. Hopefully, I think we have a good chief now. Hopefully, he's been replaced by people who are professional and sane.
Why did they come after your mother?
She supposedly was. She had Alzheimer's. She was sick. They believed that they were in a better position to adjudicate her medical condition than her family was.
Yeah. Well, again, I will reiterate, the reason we're getting substandard officers at local, state, federal level is because we don't pay them enough, And I think we're deliberately, and we don't stand with them when they do their job. So now they're walking off, which, again, is part of the plan.
Well, yeah, hopefully we have good ones now. I wouldn't want to paint anyone with too broad a brush. But there are crazy people. This guy was one of them. And when crazy people begin interfering with your civil liberties, it's important that we have the constitutional check.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about your situation or your community. I'm saying on a national level, we're seeing police departments now starting to accept people with drug charges. You know, they're tattooed. I mean, the standards for being a FBI agent are not the same, or a police officer. We're starting to go to candidates that we would have never considered because they don't want to pay them a salary, and so they're having to go down lower to and they're complying with quotas of all kinds, and so people that are more qualified, better qualified, are not being hired at times over people that are not because of political correctness. But again, I go back to the point, I know for a fact some of these communities are setting aside standards for past drug charges and other things, and they're hiring people, they're lowering the standard, they're not paying them enough, they're defunding the police in these communities, and you're getting people that should never have been, I don't think some of them could pass the mental test.
Don't disagree with that, but thank God the Constitution prevailed today.
Absolutely. So the big item for you, of course, being at Gun Owners of America, mm-hmm. is this is a major Second Amendment victory today.
Yes. For people who have purchased guns in order to defend themselves when police departments in places like Philadelphia couldn't, they have now been at least somewhat reassured that they won't be dragged up before a stall in a show trial for exercising their Second Amendment rights. And this is an extraordinary victory.
And I'll reiterate, if the police had been out there doing their job or allowed to do their job or told the people that told them they can't do their job to go pound sand and went and did their job, Kyle wouldn't have even had to be.
Well, I mean, they set up a barrier at one end of Kenosha, and the rioters began going up the other side on Sheridan, going toward Rittenhouse and this car dealership. So it's a sad situation, particularly sad for Kyle, because I think things will be – his life has changed now. But fortunately, he will spend his life in freedom rather than in prison.
Absolutely. Gunowners.org, right?
Yes. Gunowners.org.
Gunowners.org. Gunowners.org. As always, Mike, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Brandon.
Joining me now is Mike And now joining me is Trevor Loudon before we go to Andy Woods. Trevor joins us due to a very interesting U.S. Senate hearing the other day regarding the hearing for Comptroller of the U.S. Currency. Trevor, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Brandon. Thanks for having me on.
So have you seen any of this footage, by the way?
I have been told about it.
Okay. Let me play some of it, and then we'll have you respond. This is Senator John Kennedy responding to this lady that's up to be comptroller of the U.S. currency. Oh, wait a minute, Logan. While I get my audio plugged in, which we didn't, tell us a little bit about her and her current, what you believe is even her current communist involvement, correct?
Yeah, she's been a lifelong communist. She still is a communist. But unfortunately, the senators don't have the information needed to challenge her properly.
Listen to this, guys. Tell me, you ready, Logan? Let me play this for you guys. Listen to this.
He from Louisiana is recognized for 5 minutes. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
You used to be a member of a group called the Young Communist, didn't you?
Senator, are you referring to my membership in the Youth Communist organization while I was growing up in the Soviet Union?
I don't know. I wanted to ask you that question.
Well, Senator, I...
There was a group called the Young Communists, and you were a member. Is that right?
I'm not exactly sure which group you're referring to.
Well, the formal name of it is the Leninist Communist Young Union of the Russian Federation. And it's also known as the Leninist Komsomol of the Russian Federation, and it's commonly referred to as the Young Communists. Were you a member?
Senator, I was born and grew up in the Soviet Union.
Yes, ma'am. But were you a member of that organization?
Everybody in that country was a member of the Komsomol, which was the Communist Youth Organization.
You were a member?
That was a part of normal progress in school.
Have you resigned?
From
the Young Communists?
You grow out of it with age, automatically.
Did you send them a letter, though, resigning?
Senator, this was many, many years ago. As far as I remember, how the Soviet Union worked was at certain age, you automatically stop being a member.
Could you look at your records and see if you can find a copy of your...
Senator Kennedy, I don't interrupt. I almost never interrupt these, but...
Well, you always interrupt me, Mr.
No, actually, I don't. Not nearly as many times.
I want to pursue the kind of questions.
She renounced her Soviet citizenship.
Well, I understand that, but you're not the witness. She is. Would you look at your records and see if you can find a letter of resignation for me?
Senator, as I explained, I was part of the Soviet population.
Yes, ma'am. I got that part. I just want to see if you look at your records and see if you find a letter of resignation. Let me tell you, I've spent a lot of time on your record, and here's what I found. Look, this is America. You can believe what you want, but we can't just let anybody be controller of the currency. You wrote your thesis in college at Moscow State University the title was Karl Marx's Economic Analysis and the Theory of Revolution in the Capital. But you won't send Senator Toomey a copy. You studied at Moscow State University, scientific communism, which is the science regarding the working class struggle and the socialist agenda. In 2019, not 30 years ago, in a Canadian documentary, you called the financial services
And I have to cut it there because of the language she uses. I can't play on the air. I won't play on the air. Trevor, you want to comment?
Well, first of all, she wasn't just a member of the Komsomol. She was the leader of her unit. She was regarded as one of the most dedicated communists, if not the most dedicated communist, in her school. She, as the senator said, she graduated from a Moscow State University on a Lenin personal academic scholarship, and her thesis was Karl Marx's Economic Analysis and the Theory of Revolution in the Capital. But the reality is she is still a communist. You can tell by her evasive answers, but
yes.
Look, I've got a picture here with a Marxist of her, with a Marxist economy, Bob Hockett, all from Cornell, where they call themselves the Bolshevik contingent. And this is from 2015. She's addressed many Marxist conferences here. Bob Hockett was an advisor to AOC and one of the key guys who worked on the Green New Deal. He calls the Green New Deal the transformation of the American economy. So Soloy Omarova is as Marxist-Leninist today as she was back then. She was always a committed communist. She remains that way now and could become one of the most powerful financial operatives in this country.
Hold right there. Trevor Loudon will give you his website a little bit more when we come back. And Andy Wood's still up.
The worldviews of our present culture clashes with a biblical worldview. Certainly, the philosophies of our day, though accepted, deny biblical truth. It's important that a standard be maintained so that which is counterfeit can be detected. Each day, Worldview Weekend confronts these views and encourages the listener to adopt a biblical worldview. The program helps to sort out truth from error and to cause the listener to be alert to that which falls short of biblical truth. There is much information given on Worldview Weekend, and it is helpful to go back and listen a second time. CD copies of Worldview Weekend radio programs are made available for a donation of $6 from VCY America. To obtain your copy, simply call 1-800-729-9829. Think of others you know who would also be helped by the information and get a copy for them as well. Just call 1-800-729-9829.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com, our store where we have a lot of great resources that you may avail yourself to, wvwtv.com/store, wvwtv.com/store. I have a new video at wvwtv.com that you can watch on demand where I interviewed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for a whole hour about his new book on the real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the war on freedom. Again, the full 1 hour interview I conducted with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Is available on demand. You can watch it anytime when it fits your schedule, wvwtv.com. Some of our shows are increasingly rolling over into the Situation Room. We make all of our shows available for free, but I have thousands and thousands of radio shows I've done over the years. TV shows, ebooks, audiobooks, documentaries, and more of our shows are rolling now into the Situation Room. Although we keep them out for a period of time, eventually they do roll into our VIP club to help us try to offset the expenses of running all of these videos, which cost me somewhere, last I checked, around $8,000 to $10,000 a month in streaming bills. So you can join our archived library of audiobooks, ebooks, TV shows, radio shows, transcripts at situationroom.net, situationroom.net. Joining me now is Trevor Loudon. Trevor Loudon, his website is trevorloudon.com, right, Trevor?
Yes.
All right. Here's the next portion. I had to skip ahead on the audio because of the senator quoting something she said about the free market system that was foul language. So I've skipped ahead in the video and audio, and so here we go.
You wrote a paper called Systemically Significant Prices, calling for the federal government to set wages, food, gas prices. In 2020, you wrote a paper called The People's Ledger, where you said we need to abolish bank accounts and make everybody set up an account at the Fed where the federal government will have access to your data. In 2020, you wrote another paper called The Climate Case for a National Investment Authority, where you said what we need to do the oil and gas industry is have the federal government bankrupt them so we can tackle climate change. In 2019, you joined a Facebook group, a Marxist Facebook group, to discuss socialist and anti-capitalist views. Now, that's what I see from your record. And you have the right to believe every one of these things. You do. This is America. But I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
Senator, I'm not a communist. I do not subscribe to that ideology.
Whatever.
I could not choose where I was born.
You could choose what Facebook group you belong to. You could choose what you wrote about. I think this woman's lying. That's my opinion. I like to see her charged just like Bannon was. He wouldn't testify, but I think she's sitting here lying under oath. That's my opinion.
Remember joining any Facebook group that subscribes to that ideology? I would never knowingly join any such group. There is no record of me ever actually participating in any Marxist or communist discussions of any kind. My family suffered under the communist regime. I grew up without knowing half of my family. My grandmother herself escaped death twice under the Stalin regime.
Well, then she ought to know how bad communism is, right, Trevor?
Yeah, the woman is a complete liar. As simple as that. She was at ardent, enthusiastic communist, and she remains one. You know, why else would she be hanging around with Bob Robert Hockett, you know, the man who advised, who did he advise here? And here she is pictured with the Bolshevik contingent of Cornell's finance group, 2015. She has been involved in, you know, as I say, she writes for the People's Lobby, which is a Marxist group. talking about nationalizing this and nationalizing that. Yeah, she is a typical Joe Biden appointee. Most of Joe Biden's appointees so far have a communist background.
And yet she said they're saying she wouldn't knowingly take part in any of those kind of discussions while she writes for those groups.
Yeah, she's a straight-out liar. There's no question about that.
So how soon can we expect her to be indicted or charged and arrested like Steve Bannon was, because he didn't even want to testify, and that she's sitting there testifying and, I believe, lying right through her teeth?
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping she will be turned down, but I will not be surprised if she gets appointed. You've got enough stupid Republicans and enough communist Democrats that anything is on the table. So, you know, it's hard to know, but I can't imagine she's going to be hauled up like Steve Bannon is, because she's on the communist side of things, and they don't do that to communists here.
And you're going to watch, if she gets confirmed, Republicans do it too, right?
Look, Republicans confirmed Deb Haaland to the Secretary of the Interior, a woman with a well-known communist background, and supported that her campaign was engineered by Judith LeBlanc of the Communist Party USA. That was well publicized, and four Republicans voted to confirm her. So, nothing would surprise me.
Do you want to comment real quick on the passage of the infrastructure bill in the House?
Well, then again, that was passed with the help of several Republicans.
Yep.
You know, about eight Republicans, I think, voted for that, including Miliotakis, who claims to be an anti-communist Cuban. So there you go. You know, without those five Democrats voted against it, the AOC and her friends, because it wasn't quite extreme enough. But you got eight Republicans backing it, one of the most socialistic bills we've ever seen in this country. That will do more damage and maybe the final nail in the coffin of this great republic. And eight Republicans voted for it.
Do you want to comment on the acquittal of Kyle?
Well, I'd just say that's a great bit of news. I just watched on TV his when he got the verdict, and I saw him, you know, it brought tears to your eyes, because he went into an emotional collapse, as you can fully understand. But this is a real victory for the Second Amendment, a real victory for patriots. And God bless the judge, and God bless the jury in that case.
Absolutely. So
that judge did not take any garbage from the left.
He sure did not. He sure did not. Absolutely. And pray for Kenosha, because I can only imagine what's going to happen tonight, right?
Well, it's probably what they're going to try and do. We'll see how it develops. But Kenosha was burnt by Freedom Road Socialist Organization. The same people that started the riots in Minneapolis, a pro-Chinese communist group. And they had those riots planned years in advance. So China burnt Kenosha, China burnt several cities around America, and Kyle Rittenhouse stood up and defended the community. And God bless him, and God bless the jury that had found him not guilty, because he was not guilty. We all knew that.
Absolutely. What's your website again, Trevor?
TrevorLoudon.com.
Aren't you past due to have me a new book out, come to our studio with the exclusive interview first?
Yeah, well, I am, but I've been so busy on other projects, Brandon, it hasn't quite got finished yet.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to have had part two of Brainwashed America out months ago, so I can't talk now, can I?
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, it's not exactly that we're running out of things to do, is it?
Well, it's just all this breaking news and all these humongous issues that are literally about the survival of the nation keep getting in front of us, which stops us from doing the research and writing and editing and filming, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it, but... You know, I know you're working extremely hard, Brandon, and I know your network is growing exponentially, and that's a credit to you. When this nation is saved, we'll look back in this period as a time where people stood up. And people either stood up or they collaborated, and those collaborators will hang their heads in shame, and those who stood up for the country can stand proud. So it's good to be on your show, Brandon, and congratulations for doing what you're doing.
Well, it's a team effort, and you're a part of that team, and we need to get you back in here to film some more TV shows of yours, as well as get you out here when you're book comes out. We'd like to promote you. It's been a team effort. And as you notice, as our network grows, we continue to work with the people we started with. We're dancing with the people we brought, right?
Exactly. It's a good way of putting it, Brennan.
We know who the real folks are because we've been down in the trenches fighting with them for years, and you're one of them. So we keep going back to the people we know and trust and that are top drawer. In fact, Mike Lindell was asking me the other day about someone. I'm like, nope. But here's the alternative. We keep the best coming on, and that includes you, Trevor. TrevorLoudon.com. Trevor, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Thanks, Brandon.
Okay.
All
bye-bye.
The best for the family. Bye-bye.
You too. Trevor Loudon checking in. His website, TrevorLoudon.com. Joining me now is Dr. Andy Woods with an abbreviated Middle East prophecy update. Dr. Woods, welcome to the broadcast. He's a trained attorney as well as a PhD in theology. He also has his master's, and he has more degrees than a thermometer. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Woods.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
All right. So I know we're a little off the normal schedule today. Let's jump in right away. Any thoughts on what you've been hearing us discuss?
Well, you know, I'm just kind of getting attuned to what's going on. You know, obviously I'm very happy with the results of the trial everybody's been following. And I was very interested in the recordings you were playing of that nominee, you know, and her Marxist affiliations, because that's one of the things I'm going to be bringing up on our Pastor's Point of View, you know, podcast today.
And where can people listen or watch that?
Well, the easiest way is to just go to our YouTube channel where we're going to upload it. Just type in Andy Woods into your YouTube search engine, and it will show up. And we're also on, you know, podcast platforms, so just go to your podcast finder and put Andy Woods or Dr. Andy Woods or Andy Woods, Pastor's Point of View, and we just started podcasting, so that option should come up as well.
All right. Let's move as fast as we can. Logan, let's go to the screenshot, if you don't mind. Sanhedrin began to prepare oil to anoint King Messiah November 8th, 2021. It seems like everything is in place. Really, all they're really lacking is the third temple. They're getting ready, which for Christians that believe in the pre-tribulation rapture, that eschatology, we are really just a minute or two from midnight, aren't we?
Yeah, and that article, you know, concerning the oil is very interesting. It's an oil that they are not supposed to create except under when they create it incorrectly or out of time. That's a criminal penalty. And they're creating that oil to anoint their Messiah. That's what that Israel 365 article is talking about. And we know eschatologically, prophetically, that the nation of Israel in unbelief will sign the deal with the devil, with the Antichrist. And so these are people that are functioning without the light of the New Testament. And for 3.5 years, they're going to think that their Messiah, the Antichrist, is actually the Messiah, and they're going to get a rude awakening. So the fact that Israel exists today, the Sanhedrin exists, there's movements within Israel to rebuild the third temple, and they're coming up with, all at the same time, this special anointing oil to anoint their Messiah shows you that they're getting ready to enter into Daniel chapter 9, verse 27a, you know, the covenant with the Antichrist, that guarantees their survival for 7 years. And so, my goodness, the stage is being radically set for the tribulation.
Indeed. All right, we're not going to take calls today because I want to continue this report with Dr. Andy Woods. We're moving as fast as we can. There's so much coming at us. And, of course, as you know, Dr. Woods, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, when these things begin to happen, they will happen very, very quickly. I'm going to ask you to come back. Is that now or is that yet to come? If it's not now, boy, can you imagine how fast it's going to move when it does happen?
The New England Primer was introduced in Boston in 1690 by Benjamin Harris. It was the first textbook printed in America. For a century after its introduction, it was the beginning textbook for students, and until well into the 20th century, it continued to be a principal text in all types of American schools. The founders, as well as millions of other Americans, learned to read from the New England Primer and the Bible. The core of the primer is its rhyming alphabet, such as for letter A, in Adam's Fall, we send all. The letter G, as runs the glass, Man's Life Doth Pass. It also included lessons for youth, Bible questions, and a shorter catechism. A pocket-sized hardcover edition of this 1777 historical reprint is available for a donation of $9 or more by calling VCY at 1-800-729-9829. Ask for the New England Primer.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, website worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. My guest now, third guest today, Dr. Andy Woods, an attorney, pastor, PhD in theology, a master's. His website, andywoodsministries.org, andywoodsministries.org. Dr. Woods, that passage in Revelation chapter 1, when these things begin to happen, they'll happen quickly. I'm not so sure that that's what's happening right now, but when that does happen, and maybe it is happening right now, I certainly think the stage is being prepared for it. I'll ask you the question. But if this is not that time and things are moving as fast as they are now, can you imagine how fast things are going to move when that period of time being discussed in Revelation 1 begins?
Yeah, in fact, that word quickly, takos in the original, is where we get the word, you know, tachometer, measuring speed. But the truth of the matter is we don't believe prophecies are happening now
right,
in the sense that the book of Revelation is happening now, but we do believe in prophetic stage setting.
Yes.
The stage is being set for that time period. And obviously as you get closer to the play, you've got to get the parts in place faster.
Yes.
And so the fact that we see these moving parts accelerating, you know, they never slow down, but they're accelerating, you know, to me is evidence that the stage is clearly being set by God's all-powerful hand for the end-time drama.
Let's go to Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. And he will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering, and on the wing of abominations will come one who makes a desolate even until a complete destruction. One that is decreed is poured out on the one who makes desolate. What is this talking about in Daniel 9, Dr. Woods?
Well, that's your outline, you know, of the tribulation and how Israel, you know, is going to accept the Antichrist, thinking he's the true Christ, and they're going to get a rude awakening 42 months into that time period when the Antichrist betrays them. But the whole thing starts with the he who enters into the peace treaty with Israel. And I don't know if you've followed the COP26. I think you probably followed it pretty well, the Global Climate Summit that we just had, where Prince Charles basically talked very openly about a military style, that's his words, not mine, a military style sort of group that is going to combat, you know, climate change, alleged climate change. And in the process, he talked about how this can't be solved with billions of dollars, but trillions of dollars. And then he made this statement, at his disposal. He used the word his, and yet he didn't define who his is. And I thought to myself, I cannot believe he just said that, because whether he knows it or not, he's acknowledging that this COP26 thing and all these other global climate change summits are setting the stage for the his or the him that's
Here's
spoken
the,
of
let's
in
go to
Daniel
that screenshot.
Chapter 9:27.
There it is, screenshot. Prince Charles calls for vast military-style campaign to radically transform global economy. I would think good old Prince Charles should just keep his business on his dysfunctional family. And I used to have respect for the Queen, but I think she's starting to lose her mind, or maybe she's just finally revealing to us what she really believes, because I think I just watched a speech by her promoting climate change. So, frankly, I'm getting sick of the whole family. I used to have some respect for her and the family up that level, not the new generation. But, frankly, I'm getting sick of her now.
Yeah, here's the direct quote. Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the private sector with trillions, and here's the part I found most interesting, with trillions at his disposal, far beyond global GDP and with greatest respect even for the governmental leaders of the world. But I found that very interesting that he's talking about trillions of dollars in a military-style campaign that needs to be available for his or him.
Yeah, I was trying to find that in the quote to highlight it for this audience, but keep going.
that Word document I sent you, there's an article there called COP26 Reset Prince Charles.
Yep. Yeah, I got it in front of us. I'm just trying to find the direct quote.
And if you go to the very bottom of that article, that's a direct quote of his transcript. Okay. So I just found it very interesting that these world leaders who obviously don't know anything about the Bible are subconsciously or consciously setting the world up for the his or the him. And the Bible tells us who the his or the him is. It's the Antichrist that will usher in the new world order for 42 months.
Let's talk about this graph in front of me here, because a lot of folks that watch our broadcast, you know, they're new to a lot of this, and they're asking me, and some are asking me, explain eschatology. I need to study the Bible. I need to understand end times. they're really hoping the rapture view is correct, Dr. Woods. I can't believe how many of them are now interested in this topic. Never were. They're like, now, what are the different ones? Pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, you know, post-wrath, all millennial, and they're all rooting for the pre-tribulation one now, all of a sudden, and they want to know more about it. Here's a graph: Daniel 9:27 overview of tribulation period, the covenant 3.5 years, Antichrist desecrates temple and ends sacrifices, Christ's second coming. So the rapture happens before the confirmation of that covenant in the 3.5 years, right?
Yeah, in fact, the Antichrist can't even come on the scene until the church, you know, who's the restrainer, 2 Thessalonians 2:6-7, restraining the man of sin. The Antichrist can't even come on the scene until the restrainer is removed. And so the best we can see this side of the rapture is the stage being set for this 7-year tribulation. But once it actually happens, we believe that we're going to have the best seats in the house be viewing these things from heaven.
Here's the tribulation judgments. You see the rapture here, folks. So there's your rapture, the removal of believers, of Christians. And then we have, of course, the sealed judgments, Revelation 6, Revelation 8 and 9, trumpet judgments. And then we have the bowl or vial judgments, Revelation 15, 16. So you have the first half of the tribulation, second half of the tribulation. Then you have the glorious Christ glorious appearing. So that helps folks. And we hold to the pre-tribulation view that the church will be raptured before the tribulation. Now, there are many that mock us and scorn us and think we're some kind of horrible people for even having that eschatology. Yet this is what Adrian Rogers, Charles Stanley, John Whitcomb, Charles Ryrie, so many great scholars going back hundreds and hundreds of years held to this, thousands of years, correct?
Yeah, it just comes from an inductive study of the whole Bible following the literal method of interpretation.
And it was not created by one guy that they say created this, correct?
Well, they say that, but it isn't true. You can find Pseudo-Ephraim teaching it all the way back in the 4th to the 6th century A.D.
Boom. Boom. Mic drop. Dr. Andy Woods, andywoodsministries.org, andywoodsministries.org. Thanks for being with us, my friend.
Great to be here, brother. God bless you.
You too. Again, thank you to the judge and the jury in Kenosha, and pray for the city and town of Kenosha. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.